after Minchas Chinuch Shir Sunday night or Tezvavir Os Yud Tes in the Mitzvahs Pinyan Petach Hamor Bevit Kanani Yemesho Hamor Olfen Sheng L'Rabo Rishos Bo. So it belongs totally to the Eved Kanani. Ayin Yeridayos Amarei Samach Zayin, I should say, Chodveiz Vladei Petach Hamor Eino Kodosh. Why? Chutz me'atam the hukish, besides the fact that it's hukish to pinyan aben, and an eved would not have a mitzvah of pinyan aben. When pinyan aben potur, kashi yivur lekamon mitzvah shem mitzvahs pinyan aben.
It's never kadosh if that.
It means aser. It doesn't mean kadosh. He uses the lashon kadosh. Throughout the whole Minchas Chinuch, he's been using the Lashon Kadosh. Certainly it's not Kadosh, it's awesome. Maybe there is something of Kedusha, we don't know, but Pashtus, it's awesome. El Shekivan, Shebepetach Hamor, so really, so the Eved Potter, first of all, because of a Hekesh to Pidyon Aben. But besides that, El Shekivan, the Bepetach Hamor, Ksiv be Yisrael, Yilvur B'mishnah Rishayna de Becharos, Va'avodim lav v'chol Yisrael ninu. When it says Yisrael in the Pasuk, Kavachik al Bukhar, Pentek al Rechem of Nei Yisrael, so that's the truth. Wow. Now, Lakiman, the Bepet, no, there's nothing. I needed the chair, the wire was in the way. There's no need to do what you're doing. Lakiman, the Bepet, the Hamar, Ksibi, Yisrael, Kimavur, Bemishnah, Bidu, Chayrus, Lavonim, Labachal, Yisrael, Ninu. Ayan Shas, Kandaf, Men Zayan, Amal Aleph, Rabbi Yosi, Aglili, the Sabar, the Minim, Petarechem, Bi Yisrael, Davko. So then, Beshivcha, Benishtachara, Bechora, Lakoyen, she has a child after the Shichur from Shivchus of a Shivcha Knanis. Bechor Lekoyen, he's a Bechor Lekoyen, but I see Yisrael is Koydom Lusa. So there's no din of Petach Hamor. He's just proving that by Pidyon Aben, it has to be Yisrael. Vayin Rambam, a Perek Beis Mechagiga Halacha Aleph, the Vol called Yisrael, Liros, Behotzi Avodim. So again, you see that Avodim are excluded from the word Yisrael. And Cain.
Is Yisrael, no?
Yes, and that's why if she has a baby now, it needs a pidyon aben.
Okay.
Imkein after avodim chayovim, the mitzvah shanoshim chayovus b'hem, mikomukom kan peturim from Petach Hamor, given the chesiv be Yisrael. Avul noshim chayovus, moshik asam nuliel, v'chein das a rav ha-mechaber. Avul avodim nireposhut, tahavu kegoyim l'inyun zeh, Kein nira lani is daiti. The Minchas Chinuch talking. Vavol pidi alfina nevet knani mi lo lo me isha. So if an isha is mechuyiv in Petach Hamor, you should say nevet knani is also mechuyiv. I know echad lechzib b'nei Yisrael. But u misvara amrin and dein avodim b'chlal. So yalfina lo lo me isha t'chayovim ki isha. Ayin t'riyevim b'chagigishon. Avol b'mokom t'chzib b'nei Yisrael. Then it's trich la rabo sasilum b'shuchrorim. You have to be marbe even avodim b'shuchrorim that they're bechal Yisrael. Koshkein and Eved before he's b'shuchror. Ayin toisus menachos das hamachalaf amud beis ainly ella ubemekomos hanershamim sham. Because shekein avodim she'enu b'shuchrorim v'adai peturim. Ayin b'nekudos hakesef yerideus and menalef. Ayin primogodim or achayim b'psicha kolelus. Okay, Ubipracha Ramam Kosovuhedya Bilchos Tagigashom, Shafilu Hoyanoshim Chayovos, Nikoma Komi Yisrael Mimaatinon, Avodim Shainom Meshachrorim, and Cain Dam Vadai Avodim Pturim, Avobishanoshim Chayovos, Yisibi Yisrael. Vayan Ramam Paragimel Mechagiga Halachabez, Linyan Hake, or the Noshim Chayovos, Umikoma Kom Lohotzi Avodim Hapturim Gam Cain Miria, L'chayvam b'akol k'noshim Yishum d'chsev Yisrael and it's l'holtzi avodim ayin shom b'lechem mishnah ayin shom b'toysus to be shukhorim efshe yisei zapostol to be marbe them. But certainly not Meshukhorim. Ayin shom b'mekoyim b'sanal, avol avodim shein Meshukhorim, v'adei imut, imatu, ismatu mi Yisrael, from the word Yisrael, avol b'shinoshim chayobus, v'chom akom avodim p'turim. Tzorch v'yir rochov, and needs really more explanation, u'bosi rach lo'er, v'chan da avodim b'shukhorim, v'geirim chayobim, kimavur lahedyo, v'stoma yeshez v'posuk, avol she'ein m'shukhorim b'vadei p'turim, because they're not called Yisrael. Kein nirul ani yusaiti be'ezrat Hashem. Chof. Yem kotem yeshul petach hamor.
Did he repeat himself many times, or is that just my imagining?
No, you're seeing double. Yem kotem yeshul petach hamor. Yem kotem yeshul petach hamor be'vadei u'kadosh. Achliftos petach hachamor. You can't turn to the cotton and say you're mechuyev to be poded a petach hamor. It's a mitzvah, and he knows that the cotton lav bar mitzvah su.
We've been to this. He really is, right?
We got him poded in a podui. Lo mi boi yamrina shuzahavi kimoi kinyan min hakoyin. If can't make a whole lav mekachu, then he see no sub domim lav nasino who he can't. Effect a transaction. If you say the pigeon, a petach hamor is a transaction with the koyach. So he can. He can't effect a transaction. I am Rambam Baravah Magad Perik Chavtes Mimichira Aloch Aches Ba'od Lo Shayach Kandas Acheres Makne Kini Mikoyne Petach Hamor, because there's no Das Acheres Makne here, because the Koyin's not being Makne him, the Petach Hamor Da Koyin Lo Zocha Ba'od. The Bema saying said Kimoy Kinyan, you take it Ba'afroshos Haseh Nifte Petach Hamor V'yotza L'chulen. So there's no element of Kinyan involved. It's just setting aside the Seh automatically affects the pinion on the chamor. Vayin marit al gazi umikomukom einu podui. Nevertheless, einu podui ki ein maiser cotton klum. Whatever the act of pinion is, but a cotton can't do pinion. Ein maiser cotton klum. Afilu migil loinus nadarim. Chodah deins a hektish. Yemufel somach leish hekdeshu hektish. Void af the hektish, af hekdeshu hektish, af aluktus. I will look at those hektish and yochel. Even a 12-year-old cannot be poda hektish. In lo mitam kinyan b'das acheres maknev ben kamakoma. I will come to leshach the bavade b'dyon olav klumu kinyir laniyus taiti poshut. The acher poda petach hamor shel cotton. I am the malo im nomar. If we say the acher yochel liftos lo mitam zchiu shlichus, but anybody could do it. So then, if we say that. Peshito diyochol acher liftos. Avol emnoim adu mitam zechia ketruma im kein cotton l'chayra la bar shlichasu. So you can't do it for the cotton. And you're always called doing it for the owner of the petach hamor. Ach ben ezoch on the cotton, but l'chayra you could, because of zechia the cotton. V'dov ezeh tuchalim o mitaz yeredeyas emishin hei. So if cotton yiralef im peidin ha-cotton, v'ayim benekudus ha-kesev uv'achreinim barichas. Bechayrish dino kekoton, b'shoyt agam kimavur b'chayish mishmutzim and reisha mem gimel suf tazayin. The zochan l'sholta adi reish.
Bechayrish means can't hear.
Yeah, yes.
Not both. Not
no, means. Both.
Both.
Bechayr, yeah. Bechayrish and shoyt agam kain, right? The zochan l'sholta adi de'acher. Bechayrish dino kekoton, when you're the macher of solistos. They're worse than cotton. Because they'll never, they're not on track to become b'nei das.
But the
dinu
is different today because a lot of them can learn.
No, the Achronim deal with that. Chof Aleph. Vayim b'sefer ha-mitzvos lo rabba b'sharish yud beiz Masha hisig ha-ramban al ha-rayim b'inu ha-rambam digam e-trumus ha-maisris einu moinu ha-rambam b'cholachas ki em mitzvah achas to be mafreshit. U-be-emes says the Ramban yesh b'cholachas shtei mitzvos einu ha-froshas truma o-maisr o-chale koidem u-zehu tevel. The take of shehufrash af koydim nishinosu l'koyen niskam la'achila tzoyis tevel im kain mitzvah la'afrish v'achar hafrasha mitzvah miyuchedes l'itin l'koyen, and that's a separate mitzvah.
What were the two mitzvahs? I'm sorry.
One is to be mafrish truma and to give it to the koyen.
The second one is to give it.
Yeah, to give it to the koyen.
I thought we said that when as soon as it's mafrish it, lemaisa, it's the mamon of the koyen.
Mamon sheva. You have to give it to a specific koyen. You can't keep it in your house. You can't keep it in your house. You have to give it to a specific koyen. Ayin shom she sotal meches goynish of a rambam. He took away arba mitzvus. All the mitzvahs, the hichnis arba mitzvahs, afreshas shumas umaisrus, plus mehanasina lekayim. Okay, afamatnos roa lechayim v'keva voracious hagayus, because of a ramban she mitzvah achas ilitim lekayim. Oh, because there wouldn't be a mitzvah afrosha, because it's not tevel, it's not also the benefit from it before you take the matana. So there is such a question of taking the matana and giving it to the kayim. The only reason we would assume that there's a separate mitzvah safrosha, separate and apart from giving it to the kayan, is when you're fixing up the tevel, when you're making the tzchoshev, it's something in itself, it's making the tevel mutter to eat. They don't make tevel. Maybe gam king raya the mitzvahs of meisus mevorach and ha'afrosha before the mitzvah b'fnei asma. The mitzvah nigmeres like they have a sina, lohiyu mevorach and ha'afrosha. They invasi yosef gemar mitzvah. L'chor kam bepetach hamor dosu bano at sheyifte. The take of my opinion is kaimo ha'mitzvah. I feel no low nos on the atkoyim.
No, I'm sorry. We do make a bracha on the lachus tumor. But of the hafrosha, not on the nesina. Is that the point? Is that what he's saying?
His point is that you make a bracha on the hafrosha.
And not on the nesina.
Forget not on the nesina. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you, maybe not. But the point is you make a bracha on the hafrosha. And if you'd be in the middle of the mitzvah, you wouldn't make the bracha now.
It'd be like too late.
It's in the middle.
Too early. Oh, too early.
So that's why he, according to Ramban, it's good because all there is a mitzvah safrasha, make a bracha. Then, according to Ramban, you should make another bracha on the mitzvah nasina, because it's a separate mitzvah. Maybe you do. Anyway, here he's saying, but here the pidyon is even if you didn't give it to the kohen to accomplish something just by being mafresh. So war comes of chnach involved the mevorach and take it. Indeed, it's the same thing. You make a bracha, take a b'shas from mafresh atzler, chaydim hanasina liyat kohen. Even the bodu we take it. Vayin shom shulchanorch and kain even the mevorach and hafrosha ba'atzma mitzvah. Vadei gam kain. Certainly, we would assume it's a mitzvah liyim l'kayin. Kiyumi matnas kahuna. Why doesn't the Ramban count giving the set to the Kohen as a separate mitzvah? Well, he did. There's no official mitzvah to give the set to the Kohen. Certainly you have to give the set to the Kohen. We know that it's a matnas kahuna, but according to Ramban it fell through the cracks l'chayra. He doesn't count it as a mitzvah.
Why can't we say that it, since it's shaykh for the Shevet, so the mitzvah is shaykh to the Kohen. So you
can't
pick
the specific
one.
You can say that by Shumas and Maishus too. That's not true.
The Shumas and Maishus is
a mitzvah to give it to the Kohen.
It's also Mammon Shevet?
Absolutely.
And it's called your Tovah Zanah, which one you give.
Yeah. And Kain Havalei L'Ramban L'Achshav Kan L'Fi Cheshbonu Tzei Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Tudiyah. L'chud, Nisina, L'chayim L'chud. Vemes kan moidesh, L'chashav zel l'shtei mitzvahs. The Tzorach Lomar, because it doesn't say a beferish in the Torah anywhere. You can't count as a mitzvah something that doesn't say beferish. Even the Hainam of Ur Behedya B'Toyra, the mitzvah la bailam litain l'koyim, it doesn't say a beferish. Like a Torah omr the havi l'koyim, it's in the Matnas Kuhn and the Parsha of Korah. You learn out that you give the center, that the say goes to the koyim. Hashem Yisborach, Yuskel l'koyim. And came in Bahanasina, Misum Bifnei Asmo. Okay, so you're not going to count as a mitzvah something the Torah doesn't say. Right? Step one, to be a mitzvah, the Torah has to say it. So here you might learn out that it belongs to the Kohen, and then later you have to give it to him to fulfill the Chafetz's mitzvah. The Chafetz is demanding, so to speak, to be given to the Kohen. But it's not your mitzvah, you don't have to do it. It doesn't say in the Torah to give it to the Kohen. By law of Matanus,
that's right. Doesn't the Rambam say that?
Did we have a mitzvah like this before?
Not Mufurash.
Very possibly.
I thought the Rambam himself said that. It's not Mufurash.
Okay, good. Very good. Don't make a problem when none exists. Don't turn a terrace into a kasha. Chav Beis. And someone who violates this, bitul asei. Now, listen to this. What's the matter? He doesn't want to be bothered. He's perfectly willing to chop the head off of the Chamor. But no, that's not true. Bikomoko Mitzvah Spedia, Kaidemes, the Mitzvah Sarifa, and that's called the Bittel Mitzvah Sasei. Even though the Torah gives you two options, the Torah says be bothered. But since the Torah didn't write two equal options, the Torah made clear, at least according to the Gemara's understanding, the Torah is saying, I want you to do the preferred option is to be poder. But the preference is the first, so it's called Bittul Hasei. Finish, I would say. But you can't be kofer on that mitzvah. Lift those petach hamor, kamosha kofen al kol mitzvahs, achatei say nafsho, because given the Torah not only reshus, the Torah empowered him, and losev deva arafto, and ro lo rotu lakaya mitzvah zu, habrei rabiyodo. Chemabur shom b'mishnah l'yam mitzvah shivim, kaidu l'yam mitzvah chalitza. Chemabur b'yivom et haflam et tesam et beiz, de'en kofen l'yabem, because the Torah gave him a choice, to be the day, tol rachmona. Vayin tois v'shom, So again, the Torah gave an option. So you're not kaifa to be mekayim the mitzvah when the Torah provides an option. And Ken Chazin and the Nasla Hatayra Rishus.
Does that mean he also doesn't have to pay up to a fifth?
Huh?
Well, we have the Indian of Achatesi Nasho to force a person to do an assay.
You're not closer to do this assay.
Yes, so because there's the other option. So does that apply also then to the amount of money?
What money?
Well, he has to pay, what is it, a fifth, right?
What? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a Mekayim Mitzvah. He has to pay a certain amount of money, no?
Yep.
So the din here doesn't apply of...
It applies to him personally. It's not a question of... That has nothing to do with being kofer.
Yeah.
That's his chiyuv, what he has to do. He has to do the mitzvah, even if it costs the money. But again, it doesn't nothing to do with being kofer.
Because
of the Einar Rifa Mitzvah. Ravid does not hold that a rafta is a mitzvah.
That's against the fear. Right?
What?
It's against the fear.
Probably against the Rambam also, yeah.
Yeah, against the Rambam
first. Adirab Averahi, Mazik Maman Koya, Al Ken Kenososo has Torah Laro. So according to the Ravid, you would say, maybe your Koyfal mitzvah is Padiyah, because the Arafta is not really an option. It's an avera, you know, the Torah is like punishing him by saying, you know, if the Kohen won't have it, so you also won't have it. So maybe then you are kaif for him to be pulled to the set? No. Mikomakom ain't kaif for no mitzvah spediyah. So Mr. Sergei Rav HaMachabal and Kamon Parshish Mishpotim, the ain't kaif for nafilu many rights of the Yayin, the loyal Sayeya Bepidjaina, right? As it says, if Rambo Yodova has Dah, he doesn't want to. So even if Barafta is not a mitzvah but an avera, so to speak, and we're canceling him, because bottom line is the Torah allowed him to refuse. The Torah allowed and gave him space to refuse to do it, so you're not supposed to have to do it.
And how could they get Mamash win the Pasuk Mikatsu Akatsu?
Achim Eino Rosa Lo Lithos Lo La Rosa Lo Vade Kofin Mishane Rosa Lachos Lo Liabe.
There's no
Shem Yavoru Lakamo Bemitsu Sarifa O Dinam Donaig and Mitsu Sarifa. Come on, Mitsu Mikatsu.
There's no Gemara on this? No. Mikatsu Akatsu.
It's not Mikatsu Akatsu. Is the Arafto a mitzvah or is it a punishment? The Ravid learns it's not a mitzvah sarifa. You anyway have to be yours. There's no question the Torah says the Moshe sits of Arafto. But how do you look at the Arifa? So the Rambam looks at it as a mitzvah, like mitzvah even more chalitza. The Ravid looks at it, and if you don't want to be paid there, then we're going to punish you by saying to you, you have to be yor if you're chamor. It's not a mitzvah, it's a punishment.
There's a big difference.
Right. Yeah,
I mean,
no,
I mean, one's in a way where he's not going to get.
Okay, good. Let's go. Yep. Chav Gimel, and we'll finish up, and tomorrow you better stop preparing for tomorrow. Bli Neder, we'll start Chav Gimel tomorrow. Bli Neder. V'chesiv Yisrael, v'chesiv Koyim. Oh boy. Vaday am noyled like right. Chinuch works out how that could be. Vaday am noyled like petach hamor in a kadosh to like gora mishutzus kai in the potter. Greatest shutzus kai in the wall. Chav Gimel, the last paragraph. You don't have.
Oh, last paragraph.
Vachnami chelak hakoyin yesh li shutzus. Is that poshut? Chemishu chetzu bevedu chetzu menchorin at l'nyamomen yoyim shul atzmoy v'atzmoy mikom kom l'nyanisur einu mischalik. It's not really one day and one day. That's just how we divvy up the moment. But it really is half. So maybe it's not so partial after all. It's a rechiyam.